The most important thing that you can do for your body is to replenish it daily with nutrients that naturally diminish the aging process, daily stress, and other various problems. The NutraHealth Company provides its customers with the most efficient and effective quality nutrition and wellness products at the lowest possible prices anywhere. We're talking ROAX, Premier Research Labs, Vitalogix, and Jigsaw Health. So what are you waiting for? Go to NutraHealth's website now at www.nutri.cc and order any of their state-of-the-art supplements. And again, the lowest prices anywhere. That's www.nutri.cc. You are listening to the Dennis Lewin Radio Program on BBS Internet Radio. For all information about the artists who performed on this portrait, send me an email from my website, and I shall give you that information, which is www.dennislewinmusic.com, turning you on to classical music. Today, on the final sequence of the history of the keyboard concerto, I would like to highlight a few more of these works written in the 20th century. Last week, we left off with the Ravel Piano Concerto for the Left Hand in D major. So today, let's pick up with Ravel again and check out his great piano concerto in G major. The second movement of this concerto, marked Adagio Assai, is one of my favorite movements of all time and reminds me of a sad longing waltz, which I believe is totally influenced by Mozart. In this movement for the opening piano part, Ravel very cleverly uses a syncopated Mozart-like melody accompanied by a straight 3/4 left hand, which makes it completely modern and separates the idea from the classical movement. Ravel began writing the work in the year 1914, and he left the score unfinished with only the first and third movements completed. Before Ravel came to America for his tour of 1928, he had wanted to perform the work, but he didn't finish the concerto until 1 year later. And after its completion, Ravel made many attempts to perform the work, but unfortunately for declining health reasons, this would never happen. Here Ravel writes in a letter about his struggles pertaining to the concerto's first performance. Quote, "The concerto is nearly finished, and I am not far from being so myself." The G major piano concerto was finally performed in Paris, France, on January the 14th, 1932, at the Theatre Salle Pleyel, with Marguerite Long at the piano, along with Maurice Ravel as conductor. Here is Michel Lee at the piano, along with Marco Muna and the Radio Symphony Orchestra of Ljubljana, performing the second movement, marked Adagio Assai, from Maurice Ravel's great piano concerto in G major. Thank you. in the year 1868 in Denmark, at the age of 24 years old, Edvard Grieg would write and complete his only piano concerto, which is often compared to Robert Schumann's only piano concerto in the same key. And although we can clearly hear the similarity with the opening descending octaves, I am convinced that this Grieg concerto, with all of its Scandinavian overtones, was the writing on the wall that Sergei Rachmaninoff read, followed, and inserted into his great concertos of the 20th century. While some would think that it was Tchaikovsky who was Rachmaninoff's biggest influence, Grieg had heard Clara Schumann perform her husband's work in Leipzig in the year 1858, and it is clear that he was completely overwhelmed with its magnitude. When Grieg brought the work to the great Franz Liszt for his blessing, Edvard Grieg sat there as an amazed child as Franz Liszt sight-read his very difficult piano concerto at speed. And although Edvard Grieg was a great pianist, it was the Norwegian pianist Edmund Neupert who would debut the concerto on April the 3rd of 1869 in Copenhagen. Sadly, Grieg wasn't even at the debut performance of the work because of other performing commitments. And although the Grieg Piano Concerto helped highlight the careers of many of the great pianists who performed it, there was a tragic event that took place concerning this particular concerto, when in the year 1951, Russian pianist Simon Berer was performing the first movement of the concerto with Eugene Ormandy and the Philadelphia Orchestra at Carnegie Hall. During the first movement, Berer suffered a massive stroke, and he died right on the stage in front of the orchestra. Here is the brilliant Rado Lupu at the piano, along with conductor Andre Previn and the London Symphony Orchestra, performing the first movement of Edvard Grieg's Piano Concerto in A minor, Opus 16. If you're the type of person who is very serious about what types of foods that you put into your body, then you should be just as serious about what types of lotions or creams that you put on your skin. Listen, everybody has lotion, but the Hydramay company has skin nutrition. Hydramay Skin Nutrition is a revolutionary antioxidant, anti-aging product that does not contain occlusive ingredients like glycerin, silicone, dimethicone, or other petrochemicals that block the skin's respiratory functions. Take it from someone who uses their hands for a living. Hydramay Skin Nutrition will make your skin feel fresh and clean with a beautiful fresh aroma that, by the way, has no scent added. So next time you're at the store and you're looking for a lotion for your skin, make sure you head to the section of the store that has the product called Hydramay Skin Nutrition. Hydramay is available at these fine stores: Healthy Heart, Healthy Pleasure in Alliance, The Raisin Rack in Canton, Krieger's Health Food Market in Cuyahoga Falls, Cindy's Health and Vitality Center in Niles, Vital Choice, North Royalton, Mustard Seed Market and Cafe, Akron and Solon, Richmond Natural Pharmacies, all 8 locations, Weber's Health Foods, and Hobart Health Food Stores. Or go to their website, www.hydramay.com. That's HYDRAME.com. Hydramay, bringing nutrition to moisturization. The most important thing that you can do for your body is to replenish it daily with nutrients that naturally diminish the aging process, daily stress, and other various problems. The NutraHealth Company provides its customers with the most efficient and effective quality nutrition and wellness products at the lowest possible prices anywhere. We're talking Roex, Premier Research Labs, Vitalogics, and Jigsaw Health. So what are you waiting for? Go to NutraHealth's website now at www.nutri.cc and order any of their state-of-the-art supplements. At again, the lowest prices anywhere. That's www.nutri.cc. You are listening to the Dennis Lewin Radio Program on BBS Internet Radio. For all information about the artists who performed on this portrait, send me an email from my website and I shall give you that information, which is www.DennisLewinMusic.com, turning you on to classical music. The Rachmaninoff Piano Concerto in C minor, Opus 18, in my humble opinion, wins the prize as the best piano concerto of the 20th century. And even though the Prokofiev Third in C major remains close to my heart, the Rach 2 is miraculous and contains all of the elements that could win you a first place prize in a piano competition, which includes fire, fingers, passion, and deep universal emotional significance. The second and third movements of the Rach 2 were written in the fall of the year 1900, and he performed the two sections in Moscow on December the 15th of that same year, with his cousin Alexander Zaluti as conductor. 1 year later, Rachmaninoff completed the first movement of the concerto, and he performed the entire work on November the 9th of that same year of 1901. This piano concerto is dedicated to psychiatrist Dr. Nicholas Dahl, who helped Rachmaninoff immensely during his lifelong battle with depression. Here is the brilliant Vladimir Ashkenazy at the piano, along with conductor Andrei Previn and the London Symphony Orchestra, performing the third movement of Sergei Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 2 in C minor, Opus 18.
Thank you.
Last, we go back to Mozart, the master of the form of piano concerto. The piano concerto number 23 in A major, K488, is a very special piece to me. And this is not just because, as many of you know, my views on Mozart being the king of so-called classical music. This is because of an interview that I once heard with Vladimir Horowitz, one of my three favorite pianists of the 20th century, whose legendary career was made by performing the most difficult piano works in the repertory. During the interview, I was taken back when Horowitz was asked who his favorite composer of all time was. I was expecting to hear the names of Chopin, Liszt, Rachmaninoff, Prokofiev, Schumann, Mettner, Scriabin, or even Beethoven. But after 10 or 15 seconds of contemplation, Horowitz, in his broken Russian, French, German, and English accent, at almost 90 years old, spit out the name Mozart. Nobody can beat him. And this is odd, because during his monumental career, again, he was not recognized in the spotlight for his performances or recordings of Mozart's music. I think that this end-of-life revelation had to do with the reality that pure music, unaffected with an overindulgence of flash, testosterone, or shock value, just because it's new, reigns over all forms. I also feel that a lot of the great musicians and composers of our time get lost in this scenario because they are so tired of the standard repertory that they have to keep themselves stimulated by performing music that is so-called new or challenging, but in all reality, not that good. After all that really remains in the final analysis of music is a strong melody, rhythm, and harmony. And to me, Mozart, Bach, Beethoven, and a few others would be hard to beat at this game. The Mozart Piano Concerto in A major K488 was entered into Mozart's catalog on March the 2nd, 1786. He was 30 years old at the time, and he was right in the middle of writing his famous opera, The Marriage of Figaro. During the writing of Figaro, Mozart was interrupted three times to write piano concertos, and the K488 concerto is one of them. Here is the maestro, Vladimir Horowitz, at the piano at the age of 84, with conductor Carlo Maria Giulini and the Teatro alla Scala Orchestra, performing the first movement of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 23 in A major, K488. This was Vladimir Horowitz's last concerto performance in his life.